Somebody asked you about sundown to do some work, and you say, I got up to work before sunup, and I worked until sundown. I had done all I could do. If you want to say you had done all you could do to both, how would you spell out? I got up before sunup, and
I'm tired. Pooped.
And if you didn't want to do more, how would you finish that? Well, if you're talking about something that was already completed, or someone has completed it, for instance, your students, if someone came in and wanted to know if they could see a certain one, you'd say, yes, he's
finished.
If you're talking about the fact that so few of your old friends are still alive, you might say, I spent all week looking for my high school classmates, and it seems they're
dead.
There was a terrible accident up the road, but there was no need to call a doctor because the victims
were dead.
In such a situation, he should need to be careful. How would you say this now? I'm going to reread this. In such a situation, he like to be careful.
He ought to be careful.
Speaking of the fact, time seems short, you might say, at this time of year, it
ought to be taller, or
should be taller. How would you say this? The car looks awfully small for right now.
It ought to be taller.
You knew when you first agreed to go that you you aren't doing what you
should or ought to.
A boy got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have.
Will you do it? How would you answer me if you wanted to say no?
No, I won't.
In refusing, in a very strong way, you say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I
will not do it.
When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself, and your friend was standing around without help, and you say, you
should have been helping me.
Suggesting the possibility of being able to do something, you say, I'm not sure, but I
ought to be able to do that.
Or you say, if it quits raining by Thursday, I could possibly get the yard work finished. If it quits raining by Thursday, I
should be able to get the yard work finished.
For major sections of the sea, what do you call do you consider their boundaries?
Okay, there's
for instance, in Chicago, you'd say north side or south side, but I don't know if that applies to Knoxville.
Well, we have East Knoxville and West Knoxville.
What is this area called?
Mechanicsville.
This is Mechanicsville?
Mm-hmm. It borders on Lonsdale. Some more, about half or 2 years.
What do you call a portion of Kingston Pike? It's not Kingston Pike.
That's west.
Do you have a particular way of referring to it?